wisdom. And here comes the truth. And here comes your favorite podcast, always still made for you.
Got a gig coming up. Playing Dolphin Mavericks Rugby Fest or something like that.
Ooh, so you got a whole set or what? You got a recap of what you're going to do?
Yeah, we've got a set list in order.
Okay, what's your rig?
Is there vocals?
Do you have a singer?
Yeah, Mike. We're sort of boring Cam Bennett's PA, I think.
Yep, and that'll work. That'll work. Yep. Cool. So what's your first song? Do you at least know your opening tune, or are you going to tell us later?
Mike, what do you think? Mike's like, so I structured the set list like it would be a wrestling match where
we're going to start off with some grappling. And
then we bring the crowd down a little, and then we, you know, like,
you're going to get Mike through two songs, a string's going to break, and you won't finish your set, Mike.
I know, Mike is hard on strings, too. Of
course, you didn't need to tell me that.
How many electric guitars do I have? How many were operational this morning? None, because there was at least one string broken on every single one, and I haven't had time to fix it, so I swapped one out today. But no, we start off with Time for Living by the Beastie Boys. Which is like not even like a single. It's, you know, the boys, Beastie Boys started off as a hardcore band before they were, so on, I think Check Your Head, they have a couple where they play like the instruments, and, Time for Living is, one of them there.
Your and band is deep cuts or what?
Pretty much. And so, we're actually tighter than the actual Beastie Boys are, playing their instruments. And then we go into Search and Destroy by the Stooges, which is actually like pretty intense bass song. And then Beat on the Brat by the Ramones. Beat on the Brat with a baseball bat. I'm going to dedicate that one to Wilder. Me and Mike might have some freaking good stage banter. It might be 45 minutes set, man.
Yeah, well, you guys should incorporate wrestling into the set.
Ooh, I like it. Yeah.
Is there any wrestling bands? That's a great gimmick, a band that wrestles during their set.
No, what about there's bands?
Just Insane Clown Posse, that's.
Yeah, and Insane Clown Posse rules.
But there's like bands that like will do the Tony Hawk like Pro Skater soundtrack. So there should be just bands that does like wrestling theme songs.
Oh, no, I'm talking about a band that's playing music and then is wrestling. Or there's wrestling during the music. There's wrestling on the stage with the band that's part of the song somehow. I don't know how, but I like rock and roll and I like wrestling and I want them together. Vince McMahon will fund it.
Oh, yeah.
Stand back! That's where I sent you that picture of Macho Man playing trumpet.
Yeah, I didn't know if that was. I contributed to the AI slot by putting Hulk Hogan and Macho Man doing sloppy steak. It's funny how much, not to bring him up, because I know he's going to listen and then comment, not to bring him up too much in this episode, but what's with Ash hating on sloppy steak? Come on, man. Sloppy steaks are the best. Get out of here.
Is there. Okay, here's a Dolphin. Brent, what about you too? Tiny libraries, are they a thing in your towns?
There's a couple.
Oh, there is. Okay, I didn't know what's the smallest town with a tiny library. Well, there's obviously some pretentious ones, right? Obviously.
Are we talking about the ones where it's like a pole with like five books in a little birdhouse style tiny library? Or are you talking about like the Erickson library?
I'm talking about a birdhouse.
Okay.
Because I think those things are garbage, but it's like the idea. It's like saying we like libraries, but has anybody ever taken out one of those books and read them? Like, it's probably just a nice way to make little birdhouses with books to promote reading, but
sort of a target for people, you know.
You do meth deals out of them.
I know. This isn't Portage la Prairie, one of the safest communities in the province, you know. This is Dauphin. Something could happen.
A great retirement town.
Exactly.
No, I don't. I'm not a fan of them. But they, as long as they're pretty looking, I guess it's okay. But I don't think anybody's used one.
Huge Target.
Do people vandalize them?
Come on, how could they not?
I've never seen one vandalized.
You also haven't been in Dauphin in a while.
Yeah, that's true. What was the city where that robot was traveling the world and then it got to their city and they just killed it dead and threw it in the river?
Oh, it was the States. Was it like Detroit? Or was it even like Oregon, which you think would be better?
Like it just got to some town and showed up and it was like, okay, you're dead. They just killed it. I think it was Philly, wasn't it?
Oh, that would be so on brand.
What city was it that killed the friendly robot?
I remember Andrea was on talking about that.
Oh, was it? Did we talk about it?
Yeah.
It was Philly. It was Philly, yeah. Oh. It was 2015. Yeah, 10 years ago. Hitchbot. McMaster University.
Made her down to Philly.
Canada, Germany. And the Netherlands. Canada, Germany. That's where it went through. But then it was stripped, dismembered, and decapitated.
Made it to America for freedom.
Yeah.
Came looking for freedom. Got sold for scrap metal.
And then they tried to do it again. Hitchbot 2.0 in 2019. Went to Paris. But it was put on hold due to COVID.
Got drunk and fell
another thing COVID ruined.
Got drunk, fell in the river, burnt down the Notre Dame, beast out. Hitchbot out.
I know.
Gets its revenge. The revenge of Philly. Hitchbot 3. This would be that's a great short movie. Hitchbot revenge of 5 minutes.
What does Hitchbot 3 do? Like tears Saquon Barkley's ACL or something?
Destroys
like that?
The Eagles. It just kills the Eagles. It takes, what was the play? The Philly special, and it somehow
runs the Philly special on them. Don't talk about that.
My million-year-old grandmother finally passed away. Don't need any condolences or anything. It's okay. Oh. It's good. You know? But, it just sucked. I was telling you guys, but like she's 1,000 or 100, right? Like pretty evil woman, pretty not an angel.
No.
And I just wanted someone to crack a few jokes within the family group chat, but like, oh my God, all these people.
She was a week short of 100.
Yeah. There's so many good jokes to be made. There's just literally, there's so many easy jokes. And it was just all this like really sad. Oh, take care. It was like, guys, do you remember the last like 30 years? just do any of you remember anything? I'm wondering because this is not what I recall. But it was just really weird. And I just wanted to make some one-liners like, she's been wanting to die for a decade, so, you know, whoop-de-doo. And then they're sending pictures of, like, it was just like, what are you...
Funeral pictures?
No, like, oh, she's on, or treating her for pain, or what. It's just like, I don't need this coming to my phone at 9 in the morning when I'm, like, ugh, no. And why do I even need to see it? Do you think I want that to be my last picture? Ugh. Gross. And then one of my cousins says something like racist in the group chat. What? Yeah, I'm not kidding. Where's it from? Well, guess where? But it was just so weird. It was just, if it was my other side of the family, it could have been so funny. If it would have been Waylon and Brett and Brian, we could have made so many inappropriate jokes. It would have been so good. But no, it was just a wasted opportunity. But rips. She saw it, man. And you're thinking about living in 1925 to now?
A lot of changes.
That's like... didn't have electricity in the house and running water?
You didn't even have planes back then, not to mention co-pilot women driving planes.
Yeah, like when was the airplane in, like
the Wright brothers, the Kitty.
Like she was like the perspective, right? Like wow.
It was 1903.
Okay.
852 feet.
Well, she was around when the pyramids were invented, right? That's what AI will say. And this lady, let's just take home.
Yeah, and the Kitty Hawk had a range of California to Point Nemo. What was it?
Nemo.
Point. It could go from Point Nemo.
It encountered the Bermuda Triangle.
Oh. I remember the big afraid of the Bermuda Triangle growing up. Too much unsolved mysteries on CTV Sunday night.
Wait. That's the thing. Like when we talk about the good old days, that's what I literally mean. It's when the Bermuda Triangle was scary. That was the good old days. When that's all we had, you know? And that was, you could get it on three channels and Unsolved Mysteries would come in with a terrible Bermuda Triangle episode. And I don't know, he needed something to be afraid of. So I guess it was the Bermuda Triangle that week.
Something going on. Planes just go down right here.
And it was just nothing, right?
Yeah. Just coincidence, I
Brent,
guess.
You got to know. Brent, you were OG. You were getting conspiracy theories blasted into your farm as a child from the United States.
Oh, God.
You must know about you must know about the Bermuda Triangle.
Coast to coast, baby. Brent, are you asleep? Brent's asleep.
No.
You know about the Bermuda Triangle?
Am I talking?
Yeah, I want to know.
Okay, Carter's just...
I want to know.
No, I don't. I'm guessing it's waves. Place no, where but there's like, lots of waves.
But was it like, was the Bermuda Triangle a thing when you were a kid? Like you listened to Coast to Coast. What did they say? What was happening?
I don't think anyone cared about it.
Oh, I would have thought it would have been a huge thing. Mm-hmm. I guess the Bermuda Triangle, was it aliens? Was that what they were trying to say?
Or just
or waves,
the
or
ocean. You have to go back to olden. That's just the ocean being big, swallowing things up.
Storms.
Sinkholes. Who knows?
Hmm.
It's pretty hard to abduct a ship, in my opinion.
In my professional opinion.
I picked up a... Could I give you a quick book preview? My new series that I'm trying.
How many books are in the series?
Looks like four so far. I just grabbed a random book yesterday from a bookstore, actually, instead of library, forcing myself to read again, because I think I'm done with the internet. I think I've hit the end of the internet. That was... So...
Picking a good this time.
This one on the back says some other author. The back quote is... One of them says it's like Game of Thrones and Expanse. Like, it's whatever. It's like Game of Thrones, which you want to hear for every new series, right?
Of course.
But then the one at the bottom, the quote at the bottom says, it grabbed me right from the first words. It grabbed me. Didn't let go. Can I read you the first words?
Uh-oh.
Science fiction, just, yeah. So here you go, chapter one.
First
spread
words.
Your legs and bend over.
I am grabbed
yeah.
From the first words. Now, is it part of some cavity search or something for a space program?
Yeah, he looked over his shoulder to grin at the guard, but the sour-faced man narrowed his eyes and jabbed him with a shock baton. Spread him, soldier.
Yeah. And this book like Macho Man. Sperm soldier, yeah!
Right from the first words. Seems to be okay after that. It's not a lot of that, but that's the first words. Yeah, that's all. So are you gripped? Are you in?
I'm gripped.
Okay.
in the bowels.
After that, it's about a group of outcasts at the edge of the universe, just watching. So worried something could come from outside the universe. So just stare, just the outcasts from the... just on a ship staring out into blackness forever. Until maybe something happens.
It's just the rest of the book.
Yeah, that'd be better.
Carter, are you there? You live?
Yeah, I'm here. Oh, I'm reading classic literature.
20 hellishly uncomfortable seconds later. Bray removed his fingers and pulled off the glove. He's clear.
Oh!
20 seconds.
A 20-second search.
It's pretty long.
Thorough. A good man. And thorough. Carter, do you know about the Disney slave thing that they tried?
I saw something about that. Like, there was a...
is it real or is it just an AI thing?
I'd never heard of it before, but Disney's America was going to be a park, I think, but I don't think it got off the ground or anything like that.
Okay. I see, because that was one thing I was going to see if it was real or not. That would be a great segment.
I think that I saw the Defunct Land podcast did a show about it, or was going to do a show.
Oh, is it all about like old amusement parks?
Yeah, like there was something in Disney World called Discovery Island that was kind of like a zoo by the Magic Kingdom on an island there. But then when Animal Kingdom opened up, which was in 1998, there was no need for the small zoo on the island. So they closed, you know, it's abandoned it, and, you know, that's what the podcast is about, like that abandoned.
I'd like a TV show set in like a theme park in the apocalypse, where it's like the amusement park is boarded up, but it's like 100 years in the future, and it's just all like decrepit amusement parks and people wearing like costumes and like living in this screwed up hellscape of an amusement park, kind of like Chernobyl.
Pretty sure that's a Goosebumps book.
Oh, well, Goosebumps is good, so I'd expect nothing less.
Is Goosebumps good? Is R.L. Stine good?
Oh no, is he bad? Does he hate people?
No. It's just he was pumping it out between Goosebumps and Fear Street. Was he really writing all those?
He's probably AI.
Was he a time traveler with ChatGPT?
Biff took ChatGPT.
Yeah,
R.L. Stine.
Exactly. And you know, R.L. Stine kind of sounds like my last name. What do you know?
Ooh.
Yeah. Maybe it's me.
I think if you looked back on a Fear Street book, you'd get it. How there could be one a month.
It's just a high word count. There's a lot going on there.
Is there?
Okay. Well, let's see. Goosebumps early. How many Goosebumps came out? This is what... aren't you guys a little too old for Goosebumps?
Yeah, I was Fear Street.
Okay.
Which is also R.L. Stine.
Yeah.
I'm too old for Goosebumps for sure, but I respect Goosebumps.
The game, yeah.
And the kids that I taught under me, like, loved it.
Yeah, like, listen to the first Goosebumps book, July 1992. The second, July 1992. The third, September 1992. The fourth, November 1992. The fifth, January. Here is every 2 months. And then in May 93, two came out. So yeah, on average, he was like every... oh my God.
And I think there were other series at the same time, right?
Yeah, and then when it started getting popular in like the tens, it was one a month. And these are kind of like classics too in the Goosebump canon. So he was pumping out one a month. And then, so in like 94 and whatnot, he must have had a lot of help. 80 million Fear Streets he sold, and that's like his second most popular series, hey? Holy cripe. Goosebumps 400 million sold. Dude's cashed it in.
Yep, he's doing all right, Biff.
Yeah. Let's see.
Biff owns FanDuel.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, the book that was at my farm from him before, it was from 1978.
R.L. Stine? Really?
Yeah. By then, it was called Jovial Bob Stine. But it's How to Be Funny, and a silly guidebook. And it's really weird. And really, like...
What?
Yeah.
Really?
I'll send you a...
Picture, yeah.
Screen cap of the cover. The preview I have doesn't have, like sort of disturbing 80s, 70s artwork. But it's not a secret horror book. It's
some
just...
of those 70s, 80s artworks of the microwave cookbooks with like the woman's face in brown pencil. Terrifying. Oh yeah, this is the scary stuff too. I don't like this artwork at all. I don't like this whole era. Brent, you literally scared me with this.
Red.
Oh, I don't like it. I just,
come on, that's not scary.
I just don't like that animation style, and I'll show you the one that scares me.
Schoolhouse Rock, kinda.
Yeah, just because you know it's gonna be scary. Like kid stuff now does not seem to give them nightmares the same way as any cartoon. Any 80s, 70s cartoon had the potential just to slip something in, right?
Just a little bit of something.
Oh, kids, don't be scared of the dark. We'll show you what could be in the dark, but it wouldn't be. Because we're just telling, but that's only imagination. Our old cartoons just like to have
I'm very sad for kids now of their childhood, but I'm very jealous of their future, maybe.
Their lack of fear?
For their future?
No, for...
Oh, no, just their present time. It just sucks to be a kid now. Like, you just kind of... It's just like you're kind of... I don't know. The world's just getting better and safer. Like, that's just the truth. Like, but when the world gets better and safer, I mean, it sucks for a kid. That's just... Being a kid is not... Being a kid's about being, you know, crazy. And you can't really anymore because it's just... I don't know, it's just, we're getting good at stuff for watching people, and I don't know, it's just kind of lame. I mean, everything's safer and better, and it's better, but it just kind of sucks. But better is better. You know, that's deep science for you, if you were wondering. Better is better. So, Brent, have you just, are you designing whole courses now online?
What do you mean?
Like with AI, like are you building whole, like starting and program, like what the syllabus is going to be and then generating from there? Or like you like starting from the ground up now that you're moving?
I think so. Just because it's like, otherwise I've always just mapped everything out in a...
Yeah.
Insane person, like series of strings to
linear kind of but I think it's the way to go now, right? Like with the memories and stuff, like it's just do you pay?
No.
Okay,
what's a memory?
I pay well because it could just remember everything, right? Like so I just train.
It just told me to save to bookmark the page and conversations would be saved that way.
Okay. Okay.
Get serious with it.
It's like I'm doing today. I spent one day teaching it just for this one little hall, the Cranberry Community Hall that I help. And so I had to make a poster for it, and I've been working on its website, and I'm working on some logo stuff. So I was like, screw it. I'm just going to sit down and kind of do them all, but I'm going to do it all using AI. And so I like trained it. First of all, I took real pictures of the hall off my phone And then I got it to make cartoon drawings of it for a logo. And it was like perfect in like two tries. And I said, that's the color scheme. This is the hall. Now this is what the stage looks like. And then these are what my posters looks like. And I scanned my old loaded mic posters in from Flin Flon. And I said, this is how I want the posters to look. Here's an example. Can I explain to you what the posters are? And now I can literally say, make it this theme and make this poster for this show on this date with these people. And it can literally do the whole thing. And it like, it knows my style. It like knows my layouts. I've trained it on my fonts, my colors, my composition, positive, negative space. It just knows everything. Like I've trained it on everything. And so now it just knows everything. I can just tell it to do anything and it'll make it. It's like first time. It's amazing, actually. It's pretty cool.
Sweet.
I did a fake one for like our band where I made all of our characters. Like I just first of all described a whole bunch of people and saved them all as people. It's like, oh, this is Trevor. He plays guitar. He kind of looks like this and he does this and this is his guitar. This will always be Trevor. Oh, here's this person. This is them. Oh, they're all in a band. They play together. This is the name of the band. Have this person doing this and that person. And it can do it. And it's like amazing. So you can make characters. You can make cartoons. You can, like, it's so interesting how you can train things and just build all the back. Like, I have like 250 chats archived of different like things I've stored and memorized for it and kept in banks that I can like call up, and then it knows all of my classes, it knows all of my kids if I want it to or not. It knows what I teach, what we do, where we go on my field trips. It can make questions for all of them. It can make activities. It's pretty cool. And it's just gotten really good again. Like how it got really good in like September last year. Mm-hmm. It got really bad recently, and then it's starting to get really good again. It's pretty funny. And then when it goes through a wave, it's like you get like 6 months of like, if you're on the first wave of the new wave, like there's 6 months where you have a huge advantage over everybody else. I'm really finding in like visuals and graphic designs, if there's anything you need designed or animated or drawn of or converted or scanned with pictures now, it's so good. It's unbelievable. Unbelievable. You just scan things and it makes them into pictures and images and cartoons and characters. And terrifyingly good. It's really exciting and really shitty, probably. But I'm just going to take pictures of, like, you can just take a picture of your textbook now and just say, like, make questions for these pages and here's this and do that and let's have some activities. Cut all the crap, put a spin on the Ukraine, compare it to this now. Oh, how does this event that we're studying connect to something that's happening in the news in the last month? You know, and like, amazing. Oh, except that stupid GeoGuessr game. Am I right, Brent?
What's wrong with the GeoGuessr game?
It crashed for him.
When?
I don't know. He said it didn't work for him when I sent it to him.
Oh.
You played my game. Do you know what I'm talking about, Carter?
Oh, that one, yours. No,
the one of me, yeah.
Yeah, I've just played GeoGuessr with Janelle before.
But how cool was it that my kids could make that in my class? They literally took my ChatGPT and said, hey, we love GeoGuessr. Can you give us code on a Squarespace site? Here's our Squarespace site. Here's the template we're using. Can you make it so we could steal this, but we want to add pictures of our teacher? How would we do that? How would we write the code? Where would we change the things? And they just learned how to do it in like 2 hours. They built that onto my Squarespace.
Nice.
I gave them 20 pictures. It data located where the pictures were. And if we couldn't find it and it was before data location, we just uploaded the picture to it. And it's like, oh, you're standing right here in this city in Romania. Amazing. And then it just geolocated all the pictures, put them in, and it made it into a game. And my kids just built it in my class in a double block on AI using my computer. I just handed it to them. I was like, here, try it out. And they did it. Insane. Yeah, stuff's changing really fast. Really fast, and it's kind of exciting, except just, like, I don't know, it just kind of sucks for, like, where Brent and I are, I think, because, like, schools are always, like, 5 years behind, and, like, five years behind this is, like having a mule and going to school on a wagon or something. Yeah. Like, it's just, there's, you might as well not even bother, like, because this is... Doing things the old way, you're going to look like a moron very soon. Like, just an idiot. You're going to be like one of those people that was like, oh, I don't want to use a calculator or something. Like, it's just, it's over, buddy. Over. So, Brent, your idea of being done with the internet and reading books is excellent. Because there's basically two ways to go, just having a good life or just submitting. And I'm submitting right now, so...